99.9 Radio USA. What was I thinking? That's Dierks Bentley. 654, 58 degrees. Are you ready for the weird news? I'm ready for the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A team of Canadian cheerleaders got kind of a raw deal, like R-A-H deal, when they were slapped with a ticket for showing up at their school's homecoming game and cheering. Yeah, the squad representing the University of Western Ontario paused outside the football stadium to stir up some school spirit with a pregame cheer. Well, that didn't sit well with a local police officer who pulled out his pad and dashed off a $140 ticket to squad leader Max Gao. The charge? Causing a nuisance in the street by conducting a cheerleading performance. Apparently that's illegal. Cheering coach David Tracy vowed to root against the ticket, saying that it's homecoming and we're not supposed to generate spirit. The ticket will be on appeal, believe me. And how about this one? A Florida man who's a regular at a local nude beach has been drawing attention by bringing pink flamingos with him to the beach. Steve Lauer apparently doesn't like to be at the beach alone, especially when he's naked as a jaybird. So he heads down to Hallover Beach with a flock of pink flamingos with him. And sometimes he brings up to 25 of the pink flamingos. And Lauer says that he got in the habit after he moved to Florida from his home state of New Jersey. He says there it's too cold to go Speedo-free most of the year. He says, but when I was lying on the beach, I felt like I was back in New Jersey and I had to find something Floridian as a reminder of my new surroundings. So he brings the pink flamingos with him to the beach and he says they make a lot of people smile. yes. Okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of pink flamingos and a nude beach. I have to move on to the next story. A Connecticut man was arrested this week after he tried to turn a preschool into a pee school. He wandered into the school with a bottle of urine hidden in his pants pocket. Yes, it's weird. A bystander called cops to report a suspicious-looking man hanging out on the playground outside of the Stratford United Methodist Church School. And when they arrived on the scene, they spotted Nicholas Lewanzik trying to get inside. He told officers that he was merely taking a shortcut to the church where he planned to take a prayer break and explained that the bottle, he always carries a bottle of his own urine because people are always trying to tamper with it.
Huh?
Yeah, school officials say that he was washing himself with water from the bird bath at the school before police arrived. Yes, he's been taken to a psychiatric facility for observation. There's your weird news this morning at 6:58.
Sophisticated, smart, reliable, and available at Longrens. It's the new 2013 Ford Fusion SUV.